I could use an analogy on this as a glove, iron glove, fist in iron, iron fist in a velvet glove, on iron fist without a glove. So I guess maybe it's much more milder and kinder if you get hit by it, but it's you still, get hit with the iron fist. So in a way, I think the changes as far as the local gubernatorial races in different states are largely cosmetic. And I can give you an example of my state here in Illinois. If you become a governor, like our billionaire Rauner has become a governor a couple years back.
So what's his name?
Rauner, Bruce Rauner, he's a
Okay.
billionaire.
Yep.
He spent $75 million of his own money to get elected, and people were stupid enough to vote for him because I think deservedly so. They're tired of the Democratic establishment running the state down, which actually we can get to this maybe some other time. It's a really long story. But put a long story short, you coming to the state which is bankrupt, they're not paying the bills. So as a governor, you really have a very limited options what to do in a way. Facing the financial situation, political situation, unions, you name it. So the one person at the top is really going to make much difference. I think the optics of are positive, but realistically speaking, knowing how our politics really work, because governors have to also work with the legislatures. And where luckily in Virginia, the majority is still Democratic, but some other places they're not. So usually when there's a situation where top is Democrat and Republican is, legislature is a Republican or vice versa, that basically creates this recipe for a stalemate, and it's nothing gets done, like what's going on in our state. So in a way, optics are really good, and it's very morally inspiring and building that where Democrats have not completely lost, and they're quote unquote coming back. But this comeback is very super, superficial, I think, in a way. Our system is just simply not designed to the degree to be changed over. Once again, if you want to have any political change, any tangible, visible change, you got to take the money out of the politics, and it's just not going to happen. It just not. It's just how the system is really designed here. So that just said, at the end of the day, it's sad, but it's a reality. The problem with our reality now is that society is being much more divided than ever before. There's a lot of anger, and there's an anger. Anger tends to transform itself into a variety of random acts of violence, pretty much all over the country now. Like every other day, there's a shooting, there's stabbing, or whatever. There's a lot of police violence on the black people. There's a lot of black on black violence as well. So it seems to me the whole society is really kind of getting armed, and everybody's getting kind of very queasy about the future, what the future will bring. And unfortunately, situations such as this often in the human psyche call for a strong hand. Somebody's going to provide a quote unquote a peace and stability. And this is really a recipe for fascism to really come and take over, because fascism does offer this type of degree of peace and stability and an incredible high price for society. And where it leads, we all know in history where it often leads. And that's one of the reasons that Trump was elected. He's a classical proto-fascist demagogue.